Shattered, written by Gabrielle Lord and read by Caroline Lee. Approaching the house, the intruder steps silently, noting the lights shining from the newly renovated kitchen. This is familiar territory. This is not the first time this person has been here, armed and under the cover of darkness, checking out the inhabitants, making sure of the routine of who would be inside. The intruder can see through the slats of the timber blinds that the target and another party are standing in the kitchen, talking urgently. The stealthy figure moves away from the window and quietly checks the rest of downstairs. Apart from a light in the empty living room and one on upstairs, the house is in darkness. The intruder steals through the dense bushes of the overgrown yard, keeping low, past the tall hedges that continue all the way round to the front garden and line the curved driveway to the road. Heart racing, hands shaking, Anschutz and the object, a talisman, gripped tight, the intruder hesitates for only a second before knocking hard on the front door. Inside the house, footsteps clatter on polished floorboards and the frosted panels of glass beside the door darken as someone approaches. A woman opens the door, revealing the staircase behind her. She's still frowning, preoccupied with something her companion just said, her beautiful face in profile. "Here's something to really worry about," thinks the shooter, raising the Anschutz. As the woman realizes who is in front of her and what is aimed at her face, the scream freezes in her throat. Venetian gold and crystal beads around her neck shine radiantly in the hall light. The shooter squeezes three quick shots past the baffles of the silencer. Before the woman can make a sound through her shocked mouth, she starts folding over, her descent accompanied by the shattering beads, falling and scattering in a high-velocity starburst. The shooter flinches and blinks in pain as the woman slumps onto the floor, one arm falling heavily among the rolling beads. Tiny golden shards and comets spike air and skin. "What is it?" her companion calls, puzzled by the odd sounds and the even odder silence. Suddenly he's there, stepping directly into the line of fire. Shock, recognition, then comprehension play in quick succession across his features. In a doomed attempt to deflect the business end of the Anschutz, he launches straight at the shooter, arms outstretched in front of him. But for all his desperation, there's nothing he can do. A fleeting moment of disbelief in his eyes, and another three rounds explode. A double tap to the head and another to the chest provide a speedy resolution to most problems, the shooter muses. The big man collapses, falling more slowly than the woman, snowy shirt ruined with blood, tumbling heavily beside her, one arm thrown across her body. The shooter lowers the rifle. Job done. Time to get out.